already 1,939 years since Churban Bayis Sheni, and we're still sitting here on the floor. V'adayin lo noshanu. Pasuk we're going to read in Eicha. Bocho sivke balayla. This night, as we'll say in the kina tonight, b'leil ze yifkoyun bonai. This night is a night of crying. That is the avoda. That's what a person is supposed to do tonight, cry. Atem b'chisem. The Chia Shel Chinam, many, many years ago, our ancestor cried tonight, of the Chia Shel Chinam, a useless, worthless cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set this night as the Chia L'Doros, as a cry for all generations, or as another Medrash says, Bechia Shel Mamash, a substantial cry, a substantive cry. Then we cry for nothing, a worthless cry. Tonight we cry a cry that is substantial and important and worthwhile. People cry when they're lacking something, when something's missing. Rahman al-Islam, someone dies. Tsaras befall a person. They lose money. Other important things to them. In the Midbar, we lack nothing. Lo chasar todova. And we cried. We cried because we thought we were lacking. We cried because we thought the Rabban Shalom abandoned us. We thought that we were lost in the desert, and we'd be decimated by the enemy when we went to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And the truth was that all of those things weren't lacking at all. So we cried a cry that was meaningless, that was purposeless. We cried for nothing. Crying that we do tonight is substantive, is real, because we are lacking plenty. And our crying has a purpose to it, because as we'll see, the crying itself can help us get back what we're missing. Not only to cry for the past, for what we're lacking, but the crying itself is a very positive aspect for the future. And it's not only the Beis Hamikdash and Geula that we're lacking. Those are only the results. What we're really lacking are the foundations for the Beis Hamikdash and the Geula. And when those foundations will return them, then Menela, the Geula, will come and the Beis HaMikdash shall be built. What are those foundations? What really is lacking? That if we had them, we'd have a Beis HaMikdash, we'd have the Geula. So the Novi Zechariah tells us very clearly. Perek Ches, Pasuk Yudalid. Kiko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Kasher zomamti lohara lochem bahatzifa voseichem osi omar adonoi tzvahos v'lo nichomti. Just as I carried out my plan to do bad for you when your ancestors, your forefathers, sinned, kein shafti zomamti bayomim ho'eil lehetiv es Yerushalayim v'es beis Yehuda al tiro. This was the beginning, before the second Beis HaMikdash was built. They returned to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, and the Navi Zechariah tells them that in these days my plan is to do good for you. And to Yerushalayim. Eila hadvorim asher tasu. But this is what you have to do to be able to be worthy of that good. Dablu emes ish es re'ehu. Speak truth one to another. Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. Judge truth in your gates. The Rishonim say truth has to be privately and publicly. The ish es ro'as re'ehu al tachshavu b'levavchem. Simple meaning, don't think evil in your heart on someone else. Sinas chinam. Don't hate your neighbor in your heart. Others say it means don't look for your neighbor's chesronos, but look at his milas. Ushvua sheker al terubu. Don't lie and swear falsely. Yes, Eila Asher Sonesi Num Hashem, because these things I hate. The Rishonim say it's not just that the results of these things are detrimental, but they themselves in essence are hated. They're detestable. Vayehi Dvar Hashem Tzvakos Eilai Lemor. Then the Rabbi Mishom spoke to Zechariah, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Som harvi, v'tzom hachamishi, v'tzom hashvi, v'tzom huasiri, yelevesi, Yehuda l'sosom, l'simcha, l'moabim tovim. The day will come when all of these fast days, including Tzom hachamishi, Tisha B'Av, will be l'sosom, l'simcha, l'moabim tovim. When? The ha'emes, the ha'shalom ehodu. When you love truth and peace. Those are the two things that are missing. Because there's no emes and there's no shalom, there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no geula. When emes and shalom, not only will you do emes and shalom, but you'll love it, then all of this will be transformed into days of rejoicing, into Moadim Tovim. The Alshich explains why these two things, why Dafka, Emes and Shalom. He says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Bittul Torah. Even though the Gemara says then the first Beis HaMikdash, they were over Gilei Arayish, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. But the Gemara also says, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilei Arayish, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. Had it only been that, the Rabbi Mishom would have overlooked it and not destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But since we were guilty of Bittul Torah, Lo Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Me'avdo Ha'aretz, Al Ozvo Mis Torasi. Ultimately, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Bittul Torah. Torah is emes. Bittul Torah is the negation of truth. So the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of truth. The second Beis HaMikdash, which Zechariah prophetically saw, that was going to be the weakness that would ultimately have the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And that is the lack of peace. People hating each other in their heart and all that emanates from that heart, hatred in the heart. And therefore, says the Alshich, only when we correct both of these things, emes and shalom, will the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, be built? In addition, he explains, when man was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got all the angels together, and he asked them, should he create man? And the Medrash says that Tzedek and Chesed voted for it, and Shalom and Emes voted against. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam took Emes and threw it down to the ground, and he created man. But those two angels, the angel of Shalom and the angel of Emes, constantly oppose man's existence. And especially during these days, the Maharal Prague says, the days of Churban themselves are misnagged into Klal Yisrael. Tremendous kitrug, tremendous negative against Klal Yisrael. Added to those two angels of Emes and Shalom, we don't have a chance. But when we'll be able to perform Emes and Shalom, we'll be able to get those two angels on our side and take away all the misnagdim, then the Geul will be able to come. Therefore the Malbim says, the Emes uv'Shalom yiyah ha-Geul ha-Shleimah. Want to know when that Geul ha-Shleimah will come? When we're able to recapture Emes and Shalom. The Maharal says that it's impossible for the Geula to come al Yedei Sheker. It can only come al Yedei Emes. And the Maharal also says that all of the infighting and Chiluke Deos and all of the fights within Klal Yisrael is all Gzeira min Hashamayim Laharich Es Hagolus. Because as long as there's no Shalom, as long as there's constant fighting and Sinas Chinam, then the Beis HaMikdash can't be built. The Medrash says in Derech Eretz Zuta that the Geula depends on Shalom. Because it says, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. When you'll seek Shalom, then Yerushalayim will be built. The Menorah Hamor says that the Beis HaMikdash lokayim el al ha-emes. The Beis HaMikdash is founded on emes, and there's a remez in the pasuk. Iti milivonon tavoi. The Rosh Tevos, iti aleph, milivonon mem, tavoi top is emes. Livonon is the Beis HaMikdash, as we have in this week's Sedra. Tahor hatov hazeva halivonon. The Targum is metargin Beis Makdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is malbin avol noseim shel Yisrael. It makes white. It atones for our sins. So it's called Levano. Ochin day, and we don't have that Levano to take away our sins, so it's substituted with a different Levano. With a Chizbollah. That's Memarik Avonos through Tzoris and Yisurin. And through pain and death and war. Very different Levana. Reb Chaim Vital says, Lo galu Yisrael ela al sha'avu al apasik midbar sheker tirka upasku anshe amana. Why did we go into Golus? Because of the lack of emes. We were over on midbar sheker tirka, and there were no people who could be trusted, no people of faith and reliability anymore. The Vilna Gaon says, therefore, there are seven things that can bring the Geula, and one of them is to bring back people who can be trusted, people you can rely on, Anshe Amona, people who keep their word, people who act with emes. And he says that until that'll happen, the beginnings of Geula can't even start. Sefer Amidot says, Al yidei ha-emes bo ha-geula. Only through emes can the geula come. We shouldn't give up hope. Expect that it has to be everybody. The whole world has to be turned to emes. Mashiach will make the whole world turn to emes. Those are the functions of Mashiach also. Bring shalom to the world, bring emes to the world. But it has to start somewhere. And the Trisker Magid, Mogen Avraham from Tris, says the following. Gives a little bit of hope, not too much, but a little bit. Kol makom sheyesh ish kosher v'yosher, sheyesh lo midas ha'emes, gorei kirub ha'ge'ula. Wherever there's even one person who's kosher v'yosher, who has the need of emes, that in itself helps to bring the ge'ula. You don't need a multitude. Every single individual brings the ge'ula closer if he's a person who has midas ha'emes. Midrash Pinchas says that when sheker will be as serious in people's eyes as Gili Arayas, then the Geula will come. And I looked at this and I said to myself, Vei is mir. We're getting there. Because Gili Arayas isn't so chomer anymore. But I don't think that's what he meant. The Yalkut Me'amloe says, Anu shruyim begalos beglal ha-sheker sheravach ma'od b'fi ha-brios. The reason we're still sitting here on the floor 1,939 years after Churban Bayis Sheni is because sheker is very, very prevalent amongst people. And the truth is that these two things, shalom and emes, are interdependent. The chinuch in mitzvah pei says the following. Yadua ki asheker nita v'nelach b'enei akol. Well known that sheker, falsehood, is disgusting, abominable. Ein davar mos mimenu. There's nothing more disgusting than sheker, than falsehood. V'hame'eira v'haklala v'beis kol olavo. Anyone who loves falsehood is struck, stricken with curse. Mipnei she'Hashem tel emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of truth. V'chol asher ito emes. Anything that's godly is true. The ain habrocha mitsuya v'chola ela v'mizdanin ela v'maseya. And the only bracha is chal in this world in those people who are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are anshei emes. Lios amiti in kemoshe hu kel emes. Hu liyosu merachim in kemoshe yadua shehu rachum. People have mercy like God has mercy. Only people who are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the ones who receive bracha. All those who are the antithesis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, those are the people who attach themselves to falsehood. Shehem behepach midos of mamish, kemo kein tanuach aleihem la'ola mashu hetach midos. They receive what is the opposite of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hetach midos habracha shehi bohi ameir of haklala. The opposite of bracha is klala. The hetach hasimcha v'hashalom, for those who are emes, they get simcha and shalom. V'hatainu shehen ito. Who adaygo v'haktoka v'hatzar call eile chelik adam rosha melukim. So someone who is not emes doesn't have shalom. He has ktoka, that's his lot. Strife, division. That's what comes from the lack of emes. The Meiri said it, he says it even more succinctly in Pirkei Avos. Im lo yimtza emes bein anoshim. If there's no emes between people, yiskotetu v'yachrivu zeh zeh. They'll fight and end up destroying each other. The opposite is also true. When there is no peace, then there's also sheker. Again, the Meiri says, Tata umriva, gorim lahagziv ha'emes ula'ames ha'sheker. When there's fight and strife, it causes people to make the emes into sheker and the sheker into emes. Rabbeinu Bachya in Kav HaKemach says, Sina Shina, which is the root of not having shalom. Tavo l'daber k'zovim neged chaveiro v'sheker. When a person has sina shchinam, he doesn't have shalom, then it leads him to sheker. How much do we have to cry just on the matzav here in Eretz Yisrael, where we are enveloped, almost helpless, with a shilton of sheker, with a government that's kulo sheker, niroshovi atsofa, one sheker after another sheker, and all kinds of sheker. Leaders themselves are mole sheker. And we see what comes from that. The lack of shalom. How much sorrow. How much pain. How many people still without homes and jobs because of sheker. Because there's no peace. How much war and strife and death. It's enough to cry about. But we have to cry about the sheker and the e-shalom that's within us, not only around us. Not only them, it's us. How much sina shchina, how much strife and division exists within ourselves, within our own family, within our own community, within the Frum community, and how much lack of emes. And if we can bring ourselves to recognize what we're missing, how much shalom and emes are missing within our own little world, in the world in general, and we take the sgula of this night to cry and to recognize really what we're missing and to awaken ourselves to be mevatzei shalom, bakei shalom v'rafeyu, and to be merachik ourselves from sheker, and to be anshe amona, to be people that are trustworthy, people you can count on, that in itself is bechiyah shel mamash. That crying, that recognition of what we're missing, and the tremendous desire to get it back, is a worthwhile crying. It's substantive. It'll accomplish something. Because the power of crying itself is very, very potent. And Chazal say, had we cried one cry before we went into Galus, we never would have gone into Galus. Nebuchadnezzar told Nebuzradan, don't let the Jewish people rest till you get them over the Nahar Pras, till they're out of Eretz Yisrael and Baba. Because if you let them rest, they're going to cry. And if they cry, we have no power over them. They'll regret all the things they lost. And their crying itself will be the beginning of tshuva. And that'll be it. So he didn't. And he kept them moving. and only al naros bavel shom yoshavnu. When we crossed the Euphrates, shom yoshavnu, there we were able to sit, not before. Gam bochinu, and then we cried. Bizochreinu esiyah, when we remembered what we lost. And Yirmiyahu caught up with them, and he found them sitting by Nahar Paras crying. And he said to them, Meid ani aleichem shamayim v'aret, I bring to witness heaven and earth, she'ilu b'chisem b'chia achas k'shehayu b'artzechem lo hayita b'yisem golu. If you would have cried one cry when you still were Eretz Yisrael, you never would have gotten to golu. Zohar says that it's tears and crying that will ultimately get us out of Golus. Amr of Yehuda, Lezimne Ba'asi Maksiv, La'asid Lavo, what does it say? Bidechi Yavol V'sachanunim, you'll come back to Eretz Yisrael with tears and crying. Mahu Bidechi Yavol, what does that mean, will come with crying? Bishchus Bechi De'em Hayelet, that first Geula, was when Bas Paro heard a nar boche, a little Jewish child crying. And the mother of the child was brought to her. And the Zohar says that hints to the fact that not only was the child crying, the mother was also crying. And that's a hint to Rachel Mevaka al Boneha, Rachel Imenu crying. Shehi Rachel, Yavol v'yiskanshum in Galusa. In the schus of Rachel Imenu's crying, and she's not only crying alone, but Nevako al Boneha, she makes us cry, if you listen carefully. V'om Rav Yitzchak, Purkona v'Yisrael, Otalya elo v'dechi. The Geul of Klal Yisrael depends on crying. Kedei Yishtalmun v'yichlun bechi the most, the Bocha Ezov kamei avui. Esav cried. He had that tremendous power to feel that he is missing something. He lost out on the brachas. It meant something to him. And he cried. And Chazal say that one tear, because of that, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the second tear destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. And had a third tear fallen, there never would be a third Beis HaMikdash, Rachman Lutzon. What it means is when Esav appreciated the brachas that he lost and he cried for them, then when we don't appreciate the brachas and we deal capriciously with them and because of that lose those brachas, there's a tremendous kitrug against us. Esav appreciated them and you don't appreciate them. But even Esav only appreciated them worth two tears. Dechsiv Aisa Esav Kolo Vayev V'inun Dimoyin Achisul Yisrael Begaluse. Those tears of Esav put us into Golus. Kiven Deyichlun Inun Dimoyin B'dchia Yisrael. When we are mevatel the tears of Esav with our tears, when our tears overpower the tears of Esav, Yifkun Migaluse, then we'll go out of the Golus. Ha'adohu Dechsiv B'dechi Yavo V'sachanuni Movile. The Nesiva Shalom says there's two kinds of crying. There's a crying for the past, of recognizing what we don't have, what we lost, but that's only the beginning. The Bechi also has to be as an anticipation, an anxious desire to get back what we lost and to build. You have to combine the two. It's not only crying over spilt milk, over what we don't have, but we have the ability to get it back. It's crying with a tremendous gaguim to be able to reclaim what we lost. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal says that just remembering what we lost and recognizing what it is, that in itself brings life to the mikdash. And that's what it means, called a Mesabala Yerushalayim, Zolche Veroa Besimchosa. A person who understands and recognizes what he lost, and he's able to Mesabala and to cry over Yerushalayim, then at that moment, he's Zolche, he merits, not he'll merit in the future, to see what the Simcha is, and to have an understanding of what he needs to get back. The Lakewood Mashgiach of Noson Vachpogel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says the same idea of a person's Mesaba, and he feels what he's missing and what's lacking in Klal Yisrael. Then the Ikar Avoda is to have tremendous gaguim, to have tremendous anticipation and tremendous desire to get it back. And that's the tikkun. The Darkei Musar goes one step further. That having that tremendous desire to regain what we're missing regains it already partially. Just the desire itself helps to regain what we're missing partially. And therefore the Chasam Sofer says that the tears that we shed over Churban Abayis are the bricks. They form the bricks that will eventually build the Beis HaMikdash. The bricks are formed with our tears. The more a person cries, the more the materials of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash are provided. We are very, very far from that. How many of us could even cry b'chlal? Surely shed a tear? And when we hear about people who can and did and do beyond our comprehension, speak for myself, maybe you're not so far, but I'll tell you, somebody who wrote in his Tzavot to his children, the Aderis, tell you what he said. And you see if you feel as removed from this as I do. Beyond my comprehension. Hope it's not beyond yours. Nefesh David, which is his tzavor, he writes, Nistapakti al atzmi kam upon me. I wasn't sure if I have any connection to be a tzaddik, to be to tzidkis, to kedusha, to tahara, to ruchnius. And Chazal say in Brachas that a person should check himself and try to find out what he's connected to. Does he have a connection to Ruchnius, to Tzidkus? And he says, V'ani roe ba'atmi simone tar of Yir HaShemayim. I found that I do have some simonim that seem to point to the fact that I do have some kind of tar in Yir HaShemayim. What was it? Many tsaras passed over me. Lo aleichem. Shouldn't know from it. The hein shiskinu al shiblo eis. They made me old before my time. Yiladim rabin niktifu ba'avid yimeihem lo aleinu. I had many little children die in my lifetime. B'chol zeh ein dov rashi v'eini lidei bechi teker. Even those things didn't make me cry. Suddenly, it took time till it sunk in and I cried over my loss. K'moshim b'v'yeini zichron Yerushalayim yir kotsheinu beis tifarteinu. But you know what makes me cry immediately? When I remember Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, immediately I cry. Golus HaShchina, Golus HaTorah, Golus Yisrael. Asher b'rega hisbonenami b'mo. Zol gos einai d'mos. When I think about it, I begin to cry and shed tears immediately. If you remember when you were little children, he tells his children. And I wanted to teach you, mechanech you in mitzvahs. And I mentioned, someday we'll be zoche together to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Nizgalalo Sarega will be Zoche to go together, Aliyah Larega. Lispal the Mokamamikdash Vahakodesh. Someday we'll go together and daven in the Mokamamikdash, Bukiyotse Be'elu, Kol Pit Putayu, daven all these nice things I used to tell you when you were little children. Heikav al asar nishmalo eina dima meina fugos. When I would speak to you about these things, I tell you my eyes would fill with tears. Ad ki boshti me anoshim shomdu etzli, until I was embarrassed from the people around. See a grown man crying. V'chein gam ata b'rega k'shiva saturim ha'elu, while I'm writing this tzavoah. Eini malei ozdima ad shkvar alai ha'k'shiva, kosh kovid alai ha'k'shiva. My eyes are so full of tears, hard for me to write. Mizani roa ki ruach tahara v'yira v'hanali kamara davua. From that I can see that I have some kind of kesher to tahara and to yira shamayim. Shalom nisrachak b'chas v'sholom me'avodos Hashem yisbarach v'toros ha'kdosha v'ani sfila tami yuchaneni Hashem b'chazdo v'chemloso olay la'alos v'eretz ha'kodesh b'tahara b'mehera b'mehera. He wrote this in Europe. Eventually he did make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and died in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe Shem should give me the schus to be over the Eretz HaKodesh, ulesakein sham b'sheiris yimei chayei, and to correct all the things I did during my life in those last few years that I'll be zocher to come to Eretz Yisrael. Ulashiveini b'tshuva shleima lefon of Yisbar Shemo. What kind of kesher do we have? That's what he tested himself, to see if he has a kesher to Kedusha, to Yerushalayim. How much kesher do we have? When do our eyes fill with tears? Even tonight, it's Masugal, Bochol, Shichbe, Balayla. How many of us can cry? So Zalman Orbach explains the minig in Yerushalayim, that people who live in Yerushalayim, even in Harnof, even within the environs, even of the farthest limits of the city, even if they're away from the coastal Hamarabi for more than 30 days, they don't tear Kriya. That's a minig. Anshe Yerushalayim, who haven't been at the coastal for 30 days, don't tear Kriya. So Zalman Orbach explained the minig in three ways. So first of all, somebody who lives so close to the coastal and can't find himself to be there within 30 days, obviously he has no feeling for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he has no business tearing Kriya if he goes within 30 days. It doesn't matter, somebody who lives far away and he doesn't come, okay. But somebody who's so close and doesn't come, what kind of feeling does he have altogether? So who has... He has no union to tear Kriya because obviously he has no feeling. Secondly, he says, he's not Roy to tear Kriya. You have to be somebody who's Roy to be Mesabel on Yerushalayim. Somebody who's so close and doesn't come for 30 days, he's not Roy. So we don't let him tear Kriya. And thirdly, he says, this guy should be tearing Kriya for himself, his own Churban, not for Churban Yerushalayim. As the Chedush Arim says in Shulchan Aruch, Roy lechol yirei shamayim, v'yos mis'abel u'mis'onein tamid al churban beis mikdashenu. And the Chedush Arim says, why dafka yirei shamayim? Everybody should do it. And he says, if you're not a yirei shamayim, then you should better be mis'abel on your own churban before you're worrying about the churban beis hamikdash. That's what we say in Tachnun. Look at our Churban, and then look at the city that's also destroyed. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. First worry about our own Churban. Therefore, at least, let's make the attempt. Tonight is a night, that's the Avodah, that's what we're supposed to do. The night itself is an aid. It's Mesugal for that. If you can't cry, at least want to cry. At least feel bad that you can't cry. At least make it possible for other people to cry and get their schus. You should hear tonight the crying of Rachel Imenu and the crying of all of Klal Yisrael for all the Doros. And cry ourselves for the emes and the shalom that's missing. in this world. And that's what we will dedicate the kinnus tomorrow. Tomorrow we will see from the various kinos what's emes and what's shalom. What's missing? How do we get it back? All the different variations of emes and shalom. And that's what we will devote this year's kinos to, emes and shalom. Because when ho'emes ve'hashalom ehohu, then this day will be v'sosim v'simcha. And if you can't cry, at least think about the following two maisim. Crying that represents the ultimate shalom, and a crying that represents the ultimate emes. The daughter-in-law of the Rebbe Miostila was hiding in a bunker with about 80 other Jews, and she had a little baby. And the little baby began to cry, and she tried to keep it quiet, and the baby would not quiet down. And she realized that if she stays where she is with that baby crying, then she is a danger to 80 nefashis. Because the Germans will hear the crying, they'll discover the people in the bunker, and achas dosom bahamish. So in an expression of the ultimate shalom, she picked herself up with that baby crying and walked out of the bunker knowing that inevitably she was going to be discovered wandering around outside with a little baby. And she knew what the result of that would be. But the crying of that little baby represented the ultimate cry of shalom, sacrificing herself not to put other people in danger. The very antithesis of Sinas Chinam. The Klausenberger Rebbe in Auschwitz brought in another group of prisoners, another group of Yidden, and he sensed that the inmate, concentration camp inmate next to him, couldn't get to sleep. Something's bothering him. So he said to himself, maybe this Jew needs some chizuk. So he asked him, are you a Jew? He said, of course I'm a Jew. How do you think I got here? Jews are put into concentration camps. He says, who are you? He said, I was the president of the National Bank of Hungary. And he mentioned his name. Very famous, well-known name. President of the Bank of Hungary. Highest position in the economy of Hungary. He even had his picture on one of the bills. Klausenberger Rebbe said, are you really Jewish? And the man said, no. He said, you said you were Jewish? He said, I was Jewish. But I converted to Christianity many years ago. Klausenberger Rebbe said, is your wife Christian? The man said, yeah. And where is she? Why didn't she join you here when you were arrested? The man got very angry. He says, what are you talking about? Wait, my wife should come and join me here? The Rebbe said, yeah, I don't understand. Faithful wives join their husbands even in the worst circumstances. Your wife abandoned you when things got bad. Why didn't she join you? Why didn't she accompany you? Why did she abandon you? He said, yeah, you're old. He said, did you have a good life together? The Rebbe asked him. He said, yeah, for 30 years I worried about her every need and I gave her a very good life. The Rebbe said, that's the case. And how's it possible that she wasn't ready to be with you in times of difficulty? Only in the good times that you provided her, and when the bad times came, she abandoned you. The man turned away his head, went to sleep. Night went by. Next night again, the Rebbe continued this conversation. He said, "Tell me, did you do good things for the government of Hungary?" The man said, "Of course I did. When I took over the bank, the government was on the brink of Pshitas HaRegel. And I brought the economy back to be a flourishing economy in Hungary. There's not one person in Hungary who doesn't know my name." The Rebbe said, "You did so much good for Hungary, and this is the way they let you be arrested, and nobody's here to save you, to help you, totally abandoned you." Man turned red, eyes filled with tears, and he says, "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you pouring salt in my wounds? Not enough that I'm here? You have to make me feel terrible and pour salt in my wounds?" The Rebbe said, "Look, I'm a poor rabbi. I never did any goyim any favors, and therefore I don't expect them to come to my aid and to save me. But you converted to Christianity. You became a goy. You gave everything you had for the Hungarian nation, and they don't remember a thing, and they just leave you here and abandon you. What about your children? Children you had from this goy, where are they?" "They're my children." "Says they are very, very prominent people. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer, one's a very prominent businessman, and I supported them and sent them through college. They're all very wealthy, prominent people." The Rebbe said, "And where are they? And any of them escort you here? And any of them trying to get you out of here? Anybody come to visit you? To see what's happening to you?" The man got angry again. Started to sweat. "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you making me feel terrible?" Turned away his face, went to sleep. The third night, the man slept there quietly, and suddenly he got up and he said, "Rebbe, I thought a lot about the things that you said, and I came to the conclusion that you're right. I have tremendous regret for all that I did, my conversion, my marrying a Christian woman, and now I know that my whole life was a mistake." And he began to cry. The fourth night already, he was no longer amongst the living. The Rebbe did him tremendous chesed, that at least before he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, he gave one cry of emes, of harota, and he died with that tshuva. Those are the cries that we should never have to cry. Not to hear the cry of that little baby, leman hashalom, and not to hear this kind of cry, leman ha'emes. But ha'emes v'hashalom ehavu, if we love emes and shalom, and we cry about them tonight, in the comfort of this Beis Medrash, then we won't have to cry those kind of cries. No Jew will have to cry those kind of cries again. We'll be able to see the day when Ho'emes v'hashalom ehavu, then Tzom HaChamishi will be l'sason l'simcha u'lemoladim tovim b'mheirav yomim.